Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orange County and the Inland Empire is an organization that provides mentoring to underprivileged children in the community. Every year, the organization recognizes exceptional volunteers. And joining me now is one of those exceptional volunteers, Tyler Hungerford. Thank you for joining me today, Tyler. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Stephen. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us about Big Brothers Big Sisters. What is the organization all about?
So it's all about one-to-one mentoring and creating relationships between mentors and the youth that they mentor, the mentees. So it's all about trying to help kids who are dealing with adversity to rise above that and to step out and achieve success in their lives.
Now, this organization is in Orange County and the Inland Empire. Are you specifically with the Inland Empire branch?
Yeah, so I'm a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters Inland Empire branch for the mentoring program, yeah.
Okay, now tell us more about their mentoring programs. How do they help children?
So they do that in a bunch of different ways. The one that I'm a part of is just the one-to-one mentoring. And so I take my little brother anywhere from one or two times a month. I hang out with him and spend like 2 to 3 hours doing different activities. Like we go miniature golfing, or we'll go go-kart racing, or going to see a movie, even just Starbucks, hanging out and playing some board games or something like that, just spending quality time with him.
Now, these mentoring programs, they're set up with underprivileged children. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So all the kids come from kind of a difficult background. Sometimes it's a little bit tough for them. And in fact, all the time it's been tough for them. But to have someone in their lives that cares about them outside of their family, to show them that they matter, that they can and will do something with their lives other than just the reoccurring things that they were going through, the different cycles that maybe their family had gone through, it totally helps change that mentality and brings these kids up out of this environment.
Now, how do you get paired off with a child to mentor?
So they actually do a really thorough process. They have a background check. They do interviews. They have you fill out this whole form that tells you what your likes and dislikes are. So they really do the best they can to match you up with a great kid. I actually thought I was going to get like an 11 or 12 year old. They ended up matching me with a 6 year old at the time. So it ended up being absolutely perfect. 5 years later, here we are.
So how does that work? They have a worker that goes in with you for the first meeting. And is that first meeting kind of awkward?
So it's a little different, right? Luckily, Liz was there with me. She's one of the social workers at the office. A lot of these people that work for Big Brothers Big Sisters are actually social workers. They've got their degrees in that.
Yeah, that sounds.
So they really understand what it means to take these kids from this diverse population and help bring them, you know, adverse population, excuse me, and help bring them to mentors like myself who can help, you know, just match up with them perfectly. So it was a little awkward. We went, we had Starbucks, we hung out. He didn't talk a ton, but I got him laughing a little bit there and just, you know, getting to know him and hanging out. We had a great time.
So imagine it takes some time to build up confidence and kind of takes a little of time to become at ease, I would imagine.
Oh, totally. I mean, five years later, he's you know, reaming me for stuff. He keeps joking around and picking at me and stuff. And I do the same thing with him. It's like we're brothers. You know how brothers are.
Right.
I mean, just
needling each other.
Totally getting at each other all the time. Great. We have a great time.
Now, how long do these mentoring programs last? You said yours has been, what, 5 years
it's
now?
It's been 5 years now. Typically, when they ask you to mentor or when you volunteer to mentor, it is for a full year. So it's a full year commitment that you're signing up for. But that just gives the kid the opportunity to have that longevity in his life. Or her life, excuse me, because this is for men and women.
Right.
It's not just for one gender. So anyway, yeah, so they typically ask for 1 year, and then you can just continue on after that.
And how did Big Brothers and Big Sisters, how did it all get started? Do you have some background on that?
I think they saw a real need, specifically in this area. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Inland Empire is fairly new. They've only been around for about 6 years. Their sister program, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orange County, created the Inland Empire branch in order to service both Riverside and San Bernardino counties because they saw such a huge need in this area. It's the two of the biggest counties in the country. So they knew that they had to bring some people out here to really help them out.
And as far as placing these children goes, we talked about it briefly earlier. Do all of these kids come through the social service system and then are placed with mentors through the system?
So no, actually, it's mom and dads who see a need.
They can come directly.
They come directly to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Say, hey, you know what? I've got multiple kids, or I've got my kid, I'm a single mom, or I'm a single dad, or, you know, we work a lot and we just don't have the time to spend with our kids. Can you help us by pairing our kid up? Or, you know, our kid's having trouble in school. We really need some help and we feel like a mentor would really help the kid out. And so they do things like that. Like Danny's mom, she is a single mom. She has, I think, 8 kids now.
Wow.
That she watches over. Yeah. So she's really does what she can for all of them, but she can't spend a ton of individual time with them, right? So it's easier for her to have someone in her life like me and like Jasmine's mentor, Elizabeth. It's very helpful to have us in her life to help the older kids out and take them out and show them a great time.
Now, how did you get started with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
I actually heard Jennifer O'Farrell speak at the Greater Riverside Chambers of Commerce when I was working there. Just the passion she had for the organization and the passion she was able to convey to everybody in the room for this amazing cause, it just immediately drew me in. I was actually looking for an opportunity to get a volunteering, like I was looking to volunteer. So right. It gave me the perfect opportunity to go in there and give back to this amazing organization. I'd been given so much with mentors in my life, so I wanted to make sure that I gave back.
Great. And what has it meant to you to be able to give back to these children?
Oh, man, it's meant the world. It's meant the world. I am so humbled and so grateful for the opportunity to even just be here in this room and be Danny's mentor. It's just been such an incredible experience, and I would recommend it for everybody. Just his growth is outstanding.
And what type of things do you do when you make these visits?
We will go see a movie. Like we saw Star Wars.
Okay.
We'll go and, I mean, most of the movies I see now are with him because mm-hmm. my wife doesn't want to see a lot of them, like the Avengers and Star Wars and
all
stuff.
Right, exactly. I'm with you on that boat.
So I take him miniature golfing. I take him to sports. We go see Ontario Reign and Ontario Fury quite a bit. We're going to try and take him to a Dodger game this year. We've gone go-kart racing. That was a ton of fun. He's not the best driver, but, I mean, he is only 11.
Right. He has room to improve.
There. He has room to improve. But, man, was it a blast. And we just had a great time. So every time we do something, it's so much fun.
Now, during National Mentoring Month, the organization actually nominates the so-called Big Brother and Big Sisters of the Year. You were nominated for one of the finalists in the Big Brother of the Year award. Tell us about that, and how do they judge the winners, and what is it based off of?
So I think it's based off of years in the program, and then the level of volunteering that you do while in the organization. It's, how committed are you? How often are you at the programs? How often are you going and taking your little to the different things that Big Brothers, Big Sisters, different events that they provide? So like one time I took him to do a walkthrough of a business that was all about engineering because, you know, he likes math a lot. So I thought, oh, this might be really cool to do that. Another time we got to go and see a video game launch, like a video game premiere.
Right.
Almost. And that was super cool. So different things like that, they show, I guess it's the level of interest and level of volunteering. I mean, I've been doing this 5 years now, so
right.
I guess they saw that. They liked what I've done, and then obviously they take into effect what the mom says, what the match's mom says, and then what my mentee says as well.
And how well the kid progresses in their emotional growth and
totally.
Development.
Totally. Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned earlier little. For the folks that don't know what's going on about
Sorry.
That, you talk to the children as being littles. There's littles and bigs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they actually told me not to say that. They asked
okay.
me to say mentor and mentee.
Okay.
But yeah, I always say little and big.
Well, they mentioned that on their website. So,
yeah,
I mean,
they
it's,
do quite
it's,
a bit.
I guess.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. But in other words, you're talking about the littles being the little brother or little
yeah.
sister and the bigs being the big brother or big sister.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's, you know, that's simple enough. There's
yeah.
no reason to get it all
just
in
to shorten
a
it just
yeah,
a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
You know?
How can people become a part of this, part of the organization, the Big Brothers Big Sister organization? Can they sign up, and where do they do so?
Totally. So you can go to iebigs.org and sign up. They have tons and tons and tons of information on there for you to review and look at. And they actually have a sign-up sheet there. So if you're interested, you sign up. They'll go ahead and give you a call back and set up an appointment to see what they can do moving forward. So that's iebigs.org.
Okay, Tyler Hungerford, one of the six finalists in the running for the Big Brother Big Sister Award through the Big Brother Big Sister organization of the Inland Empire and Orange County. So thank you for joining me today, Tyler, and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.